In what sense was it not fair and square? And why would you write something like that as a former public official?
It wasn't fair and square in the sense that you had the intervention of the nation's top investigative official, Jim Comey, 11 days before the election, that clearly had an impact on voters as they went to the voting booths. And you had intervention by a foreign government that was seeking to subvert our democracy and elect Donald Trump, according to our intelligence
agencies. Do you have any evidence at all that the intervention, as you described it, by Russia, and we're assuming that happened. I don't think it's a foregone fact. But do you have any evidence at all that that affected the election outcome in any way?
You know, you'll never be able to definitively say, but political scientists that have looked at this already have said you can see a 4-point drop in Clinton's poll numbers in the final days of the
election.
Because
of Russia?
It's impossible, of course, to say.
Well, I can't prove a moon landing isn't real either, but
well,
I kind of assume it is because I know evidence to the contrary. Do you have evidence that Russia in any way affected the actual outcome?
I think if you look at the timing of Comey's, I think you have to look at all these things together. If you look at the timing of Comey's letter, if you look at the continued stories that were coming out through WikiLeaks time and time again in the last 30 days of the election, and then you look at in those last 11 days when all of those were coming to the forefront at the same time, a drop in Clinton's
But you're polls, dodging my question
fair,
on
no,
Russia.
It's, well,
I mean, name one
fair.
Specific way that Russia affected the outcome of the election and give me one even scintilla of evidence that that actually happened. I don't think that exists.
So I think, you know, this is a question of whether you assume that the intelligence agencies are correct in their assumption. This is the first thing.
No, the intelligence agencies say Russia tried to do this. You're saying they had the desired outcome by affecting the election itself. And you have no evidence that that's true.
No, I'm saying you first have to assume that the intelligence agencies are right.